is 2019. This is what the Lord showed me, and he just showed it to me today. You know, last year we talked a lot about getting in alignment with our assignment, and we're not dropping that. I believe we still need to walk in that vein. But this is my goal. Well, I don't want to say goal. This is my heart's desire for Christian Growth Center in 2019. And it's very simple. Very simple. I want us, and I'm talking to myself too, I want us to go deeper with God. Amen. And that's going to mean different things to different people because we're all on different levels probably in our relationship with God. But that is my heart's cry for 2019, because if we get the foundation right and build upon that. But I'm telling you, church, in preparation for what God has in store, I believe we really got to dig in. We got to dig in and go deeper. And I mean as a church, but I also mean personally as individuals. We need to go deeper with God. And what does that mean? I'm going to share a few things. But it could mean different things to different people. And I want you to hear. I want you to, as I'm sharing what I believe God showed me to share, I want you to locate yourself in that. And I want you to listen. Listen to the voice of God. And find out where you are and how He wants you to go deeper with Him. All right? And it's going to be simple today. I'm going to give just 3 points. 3 points. And I don't typically like to teach from a point-to-point method, but this is what he said to do. 3 points. And I want to talk about them. And like I said, I want you to locate where you are. I want you to allow the Holy Spirit that dwells inside of you if you're born again to minister to your heart. And we're going to talk about some things. And really, it's going to sum up what I've kind of been talking about all year and especially towards the end of 2018. These 3 points. It's going to sum up everything that we've been discussing. And especially focusing on in this last quarter. 3 points. So the first one. Y'all gonna laugh. This is simple. I'm telling you, it's simple. Point number one. Meditate in God's Word. Meditate in God's Word. What does that mean? Meditate in God's Word. One, it means the Bible says that we're to study to show ourselves approved. Study God's Word. You can't study it if you don't open it. And I don't mean, reading the Word is yes, that should be, we should be doing that. But I'm talking about, we're talking about going deeper, right? It's not just reading of the Word, it's studying, it's meditating on what you are reading. It's digging deeper. It's like digging in the earth. For that hidden treasure. I'm a treasure. If I hadn't been a pastor, I think I'd have been a treasure hunter. Because I love digging for treasure and the thought of finding something so just valuable that's hidden somewhere that no one else could find. I love that. And I take that into the Word. You know, there are nuggets in the Word hidden for us that we are to trove for and dig deep for and to hunt for. And we need to be doing that. Meditating in His Word. We're to study to show ourselves approved. We're to read Romans. How many people read Romans? Yeah? All right. 10. 10 out of 60. That's pretty good. Turn to Joshua chapter 1. Verse 8. And these will be out of the Amplified. I believe they're all out of the Amplified. Book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8 says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth." And that doesn't mean it shouldn't come out of your mouth. It means it shouldn't leave. You should be speaking it all the time. The book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe and do according to all that is written in it. For then, when? After you've done what? Meditated in the word, then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall deal wisely and have good success. Why should we meditate in the word? Why should we study the word? Well, who wants to be prosperous? I do. Nobody else does? Some of y'all need to be putting two hands up. I mean, who wants to be wise? Huh? Who wants to have success? Okay, if you want those things, you do what the word says, because it says, after you meditate day and night, then you shall make your way prosperous, and you shall deal wisely and have good success. So you better be meditating. What is that word meditate? Mutter. Mutter. Talk to yourself, basically. And basically, you are just talking the word to yourself. I usually do it in the bathroom, okay? But I love to read the word out loud. I love to read the word out loud. Somehow, something triggers. I don't know if there's any of y'all that do it. I'm not talking about in the bathroom, okay? I'm just saying, read the word out loud. I don't know how many of y'all do, but if you do, do you notice something different? Is there? Can y'all just forget that last comment so we can get back to it? But have you ever done that? Have you ever read silently to yourself? But have you ever read out loud? Isn't there a difference? There is a difference. I'm telling you, there is a difference. If you haven't done it, haven't practiced it, I highly suggest you start doing that, because it is a difference. We're to mutter to ourselves, talk to ourselves, and not just talk, but talk the word to ourselves. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. Isaiah 26, verse 3 says, "You will guard him and keep him in perfect and constant peace, whose mind, both its inclination and its character, is stayed on you, because he commits himself to you, leans on you, and hopes confidently in you." How do you keep your mind stayed on God? Do you want that peace? Do you want to be guarded and kept with that perfect, constant peace? How do you keep your mind stayed on God? You talk to it. Remember I shared? Dad caught Levi talking, and he said, "I'm just talking to my brain, Papa. Just talking to my brain." But you got to talk to it. But not just any talk. Talk the word. Talk the word. Change the image or picture of yourself in your mind by talking to it, and refuse to give up. If you don't see the results, refuse to give up. If you have meditated on the word and God has showed you something, it could be about yourself, it could be about your ministry, it could be about your job, it could be about a family member. If you have meditated on the word and God has showed you something out of his word, don't let it go. Keep speaking it, and it'll change it. Remember what Reggie shared about changing that picture, getting a picture in your mind? Change the image. Change that picture of yourself. If you don't like what you see in the mirror, start talking to yourself. Change it with the Word of God. Amen? So point number one, just meditate in God's word. Study to show yourself approved. Meditate in his word day and night. Don't let these words depart from your mouth. Consider them always in everything that you do. Point number two. How simple is this? Be a doer. of the word. Meditate on it and then be a doer of it. Turn to James chapter 1. Very familiar scripture. I'm sure you all can quote it. Verse 22. James 1:22 out of the Amplified says, "But be doers of the word. Obey the message. And not merely listeners to it. Betraying yourselves into deception by reasoning contrary to the truth." Look at that end verse again. Betraying yourselves into deception by how? Reasoning contrary to the truth. The truth is the word, and the word is the truth. Whenever a word comes to you, it's like the parable of the sower. Whenever the word comes to you and you receive it with gladness, immediately the enemy's going to try to come in and steal it from you, right? Immediately, I mean, distractions are going to rise up. It's going to try to choke that word out of you. You're betraying yourself, and sometimes we try to reason it away. That word comes, that word of truth comes, and we try to reason it away. That word of truth comes. Someone prays for you for healing in your body. Lays hands on you for healing in your body. And you sense it. I'm not talking about a physical feeling. I'm talking about a sensation deep down in your spirit. You sense that healing. But then you go away and the pain's still there. So you start to reason with what just, well, and then the enemy comes in and tries to accuse you. Well, that pain is still there. You're not healed. You didn't get healed. That sensation, that fear, no. You got to hold on to it. Hold on to it. Be a doer of the word. Obey the message and not merely a listener. Because when you're just a listener, you betray yourself into deception by reasoning contrary to the truth. Your mind will betray you by trying to reason away the truth. Your mind will betray you. We've heard, you know, Joyce Meyer's big on the battlefield of the mind. I don't know if anybody's read that book. How the battlefield of the mind, the spirit and soul warring against each other, right? The spirit, perfect. Truth. God inspired. The soul, it's our mind, will, and emotions. Our flesh is battling with our spirit and our mind. And our flesh wants to say, no, that healing didn't take place. You still got that pain in your body. You still have those symptoms. Your mind will betray you. It'll betray you. That is why we must act on it immediately. So when the word comes, you're meditating in the word. You're muttering the word to yourself. You're talking the word to yourself. And it comes. Act on it immediately. It doesn't matter how silly it is, how silly it may sound, how unsophisticated it may sound, but you have to act on it immediately. And I want to look at an example to give you an example of this out of the Word. How many remember Naaman out of Kings? Go to 2 Kings chapter 5. This man almost lost his healing because he did not act on what he heard. It's a perfect example for what I'm talking about. 2 Kings chapter 5, starting in verse 9. And just to give a background to this, so, you know, Naaman was a great man in Syria, and he was a leper. He had leprosy. And he heard about this man in Israel that was ministering healing. And so he petitioned his king to petition the king of Israel to let him come. And so that's where we are. He says in verse 9, "So Naaman came with his horses and chariots and stopped at Elisha's door. Elisha sent a messenger to him saying, 'Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times and your flesh shall be restored, and you shall be clean. There's the word. Go and wash. Naaman was coming expecting, right? Listen to this. Locate yourself. Naaman came expecting. The word came forth, go and wash 7 times. And your flesh shall be restored, and you shall be clean. But Naaman was angry and went away and said, behold, I thought he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the place and heal the leper. He got offended because it didn't happen like he thought it should. He got offended because his healing didn't come like he thought it should. But thank God he had some wise servants that went up to him and said, he was leaving, man. He was leaving. He was going back to his country. But he had some wise servants that came alongside him and said, look, man. They didn't talk like that back then, but I am. Look, man, he done told you the truth. Why don't you do it? He didn't even ask you to do some great thing. He just said, go wash. And thank God Naaman got some reason about him and he did it. And he was clean. He was made clean. The word came and he almost didn't obey and he would have lost his healing. I wonder how many of us have heard a word from God, received some specific instructions, but blew it off. Reasoned it away. I know I have. I've been there. More than once. One time someone, I think it was Nikki and I, we were eating in a cafe. And there was a couple sitting across from us. And I heard it. I mean, it wasn't audible, but it was the voice of God said, buy their meal. And you would have thought someone asked me to cut out my kidney and give it to them right then. Because I was young now. I was just recently born again. And I started to get, nobody's talking to me. I'm sitting there eating my meal. And I start to get flush. I could feel my face getting red. I mean, you would have thought that just take your knife and cut your kidney out and give it to them right now. And no, just buy their meal. And I didn't do it. I didn't act on the word that I heard. Just one example. I could give you many more, but then y'all think so much less of me. I'm not going to do that. We must meditate on the word, and we must obey when we hear. Well, how do we know we are hearing of God? How do we know? Well, that brings us to our third point. And final point. Told you. Simple. You're already in Kings. Just turn back to 1 Kings, chapter 19. If we're to meditate, study in the Word, and obey what we hear, how do we know it's of God? And that's simply obeying the voice of your spirit. 1 Kings chapter 19. Let me start in 11. And he said, go out and stand on the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by. And a great and strong wind rent the mountains and broke in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a sound of gentle stillness and a still small voice. When Elijah heard the voice, he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. And behold, there came a voice to him and said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" How do we know it's God speaking to us? He speaks in a small, still voice. That's just like Wednesday night. Person came that normally doesn't come to prayer and dealing with some stuff in their life, and the Lord shared with me to share with her that she needed the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And Jean came up and was talking to her about it and was talking about that very thing. He said, "It's you're going to hear it down in here. And it may not make sense up here, but you're going to hear it in your spirit. Because God is a spirit, capital S spirit. And we are spirits, little s spirits. And spirits speak to spirits. He's not going to speak to your mind. He's going to speak to your heart, to your spirit, to your inner man. In that small, still voice. And then if you look at Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27, it reads like this. The spirit of man, that factor in human personality which proceeds immediately from God, is the lamp of the Lord searching all his innermost parts. Our spirit man searches our innermost parts, our inner man. That's our inner man. That's why we call it our inner man, our spirit. And it's here in our inner man where we hear that still, small voice of God. And then I believe our born-again spirit translates it to our soul. You see, God can't speak to our mind. He's speaking to our inner man. If you're born again, if you're not born again, I would venture to say you can't. I mean, yeah. Let me leave that one on the shelf. I'm going to leave that one on the shelf. But our inner man, I believe our born-again spirit translates that small, still voice to our soul, which is our mind, will, and emotions. Your born-again spirit translates what God is speaking to you in a way where our mind can understand it, our emotions, our will. So when that small, still voice speaks, we have a peace. We have a peace like no other. There's peace. See, that's the thing. You can hear, but is there peace with it? If God is speaking to you, if you've been meditating in the Word and you do the Word, you hear from God and you want to know if it's from God, is there peace there? If there's no peace, listen, that's probably the number one thing I counsel people on. If there's no peace, don't do it. And you seek God until there is peace. And that peace may come in a different answer, in the opposite answer maybe. But you don't do it until you have peace. And you know, I can't determine that for you. No one else can make that determination for you. You know when you have peace about something. You know it. You may say you do, but man, it's like turmoil inside of you. You may be wanting to speak those words of faith, but there's still something churning in you that just isn't quite right. You know when you have that perfect peace. And that's what Philippians 4:7 is really talking about. It says, "And God's peace shall be yours, that tranquil state of a soul assured of its salvation through Christ, and so fearing nothing from God and being content with its earthly lot of whatever sort that is, that peace, which transcends all understanding, shall garrison and mount guard over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." And that's what Gene was trying to minister to that girl. Your mind won't understand it. It won't understand the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It won't understand the gift of tongues. It won't. Your mind won't, can't wrap itself around that to understand. But it has to be revelation here. And then it comes out here. Our soul can't understand the peace of God unless our born-again spirit, our inner man, translates it for us. Spirit speaking to spirit. So if we've trained ourselves by meditating in His Word and obeying what we hear, then you will react according to your training. You know, the military spends millions, maybe even billions, I don't know, a lot of money on training their soldiers, don't they? I mean, how many goes... Your military wouldn't be much of a military if they said, Leslie, come on up, we'll give you a gun, just go out there in the field. What if they did that? No, you go through specific, you know, some hardcore training, basic training camp is what they, I think, used to call it. Right? I mean, a job. Even if you've done the job for years and you go to a new place, they're still going to put you through their training program. Because they want you to react according to their training on that job. They want soldiers to react according to their training. You're going to react to how you train yourself. So you better be training yourself in the Word. You better be meditating on the Word. You better be obeying that voice when you hear it, that small, still voice. When He speaks to you. Even if it's something extraordinary that we know in our natural ability it would be impossible to accomplish, that peace will still be there. I guarantee you, when the Lord spoke to Judy about home free, that was something in her natural mind she probably couldn't conceive. Couldn't understand why, for one. And remember I said, no matter how silly or unsophisticated it sounds? To her, that sounded silly, didn't it, Judy? Sounded silly. Beyond silly. That God would take an elderly lady from Flatwoods, Virginia. Flat Ridge. Get it straight, Todd. Flat Ridge, Virginia. Who hates, no, I won't use hate, doesn't like country music, to pray for a vocal band from Tennessee that travels the world. That's silliness, isn't it? I mean, but look what God has done. We don't know what happened this year, but it's the greatest year we've ever had. Well, I'll tell you what, you got some little old lady in Christiansburg, Virginia praying for you all year long. Am I making any sense? I try to keep it simple. So this is part of really where I see the Lord taking us, if I can say it that way, in 2019, is I believe with all my heart He wants us to go deeper. So I'm asking Him for myself, for us, show us how we can do that and make it simple. Make it practical. How can we, Lord, how can we do this? How can we go deeper? How can, show me what I need to minister to help the people to be encouraged to go deeper with You. That's my heart's cry for this year. And I don't have all the whole picture. I don't, know exactly how that's going to be accomplished, but I know that it will. If that's His heart's cry for us, and I believe it is, I believe He'll show us. He'll reveal it to us. And just because He shows us and reveals it, we still have to do it. Right? We still have to do it. We have to have action. We have to put our feet to action. So don't take it for granted, though, that one that's living inside of you, that small, still voice. Listen, you have the very same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead living inside of you. And don't take that for granted. There is such power there. Listen. I mean, take the time to listen. Listen for that small, still voice. And then determine, is there peace? Once you hear it, is there peace there? Because if there's not peace about it, you either need to press in more until you get peace, or he'll tell you a different direction or change your direction, or, you know? But for 2019, can we do that as a church? Can we set our hearts and minds to going deeper with God? I mean, and like I said in the beginning, that may be something different for each person. It is going to be something different for each person. Some of us, you know, somebody might say, man, I'm digging deep already. What do you want me to do? I don't know. Ask God. But there's something. We can always be pressing in. Right? You cannot rely on yesterday's revelation, on last year's, on 20 years ago. You can't rely on that. We have to continually be renewing our mind daily, right? Yes. To the washing of the water of the Word. So let's not rely on. Let me hesitate there. I mean, there are words that have come forth that we hold on to. But let's not rest in. And I don't mean the rest of God. Let's not stand still. Let's press in. Let's meditate in the Word. Let's obey when we hear. And when you hear, you'll know it's of God if you have peace. And it's that small, still voice talking to you. Amen? Does that make sense? I'm telling you, I believe God has wonderful things in store. I'll continue to confess that. I believe He's the God of restoration, and this is a house of restoration, that it's a house of miracles. People coming in, Maryland getting delivered, set free, healed. Me getting healed of that awful attack on my brain. Other people have testimony. Missy has testimonies of healing. Kelvin has testimonies of healing. Many people have testimonies of healing. I want people, when they come through those doors, I want us to be a place where people get set free, delivered from whatever is ailing them. Spirit, soul, or body. We're a spiritual hospital to spirit, soul, and body. Amen? And I can't do it myself. I need y'all. The New River Valley needs you. You are important to this call. Extremely important. What if the Clays had not prayed in that moment? Now, I believe God could have got it someone else. But they were obedient in that moment. What if they had delayed and tried to reason within themselves? Oh, Pastor Todd's doing all right. There ain't nothing wrong with him. I just saw him the other day. He looked good to me. What if he hadn't been obedient and done it immediately? As it rises up inside of you, let's be obedient. If you meditate in the Word, as I know you all are, as you study the Word to show yourself approved, He'll give you those things. He'll give, and if you act on them, if you're obedient to do it immediately, deliverance happens. And that's the gospel. I don't know that I can make it any more plain. Well, Father, we just commit 2019 to you right now. This first Sunday of the new year, 2019, we commit this year to you as a church. Christian Growth Center commits this year to you doing your business, the Father's business, in the earth, in the New River Valley. And I thank you that each individual, you speak to each individual, and Lord, you would show them how they can go deeper with you, their relationship with you. Go deeper into your Word. Mine your Word for the treasure that you've hidden there for them. It's for us. So, Lord, we thank you. We just commit this year to you. We believe in mighty things, wonders, miracles, manifestations that will come forth. People being delivered and set free. Let that be the norm and not the exception. Let people be come to know you. Let that be the norm and not the exception. And I'm talking all over the place. So, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you that we have a place where we can gather together as a body of like-minded believers, one faith coming together in the unity of faith to be encouraged and edified and lifted up in our walk with you. Lord, let us take what we hear and take it out wherever we are, whatever we're doing, just like we spoke earlier, wherever our feet take us, wherever our hands stretch out to do, wherever our thoughts are and our words, what we speak, let them be of you. Let them speak of you. Let them testify of you, how magnificent you are, how big you are, how wonderful you are. Let us be a walking testimony wherever we go and whatever we do. And Holy Spirit, the Bible says ask. Ask for wisdom. He'll give it to you liberally. Holy Spirit, show us how we can go deeper with you. Deeper with God. Digging down and going deeper. Planting our roots deep. Deep and wide. So that we can be stable when the storms come. And not tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine, but we are stayed on you. In the face of the storm, in the face of tumult, in the face of destruction, we can be stayed on you because we have relationship with you, we've spent time with you, we've obeyed what you've said to us. Let us be in this place. Just that. And let 2019 be your best year ever. Let it be your best year ever, church. Expect 2019 to be your best year ever. Amen?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, glory to God.